North Carolina farmers are among the geopolitical victims in the ongoing trade war between the United States and China. President Trump's fight with China and Mexico is reaching the tobacco, sweet potato, and soybean fields of North Carolina. Jeff Tiberi reports from Nash County.
First, Matthew. Then Florence. Now, tariffs.
You know, farmers are, we've got to be optimists.
There is a subtle intensity about Jeff Tyson. Thick forearms, blue jeans brushed in dirt, a bushy auburn beard, and reflective sunglasses, hiding much of his face.
Yeah, it's not fun right now. Because, you know, no matter what you do, it's going to be very hard to make ends meet.
Tyson steps out of the spring sun and alternates seamlessly between a phone, radio, and reporter, answering various questions about the nearly 6,000 acres of tobacco, sweet potatoes, cotton, cucumbers, peanuts, and soybeans that he grows. He has farms scattered across eastern North Carolina in Nash, Halifax, Wilson, and Edgecombe counties. More than a third of his acreage is dedicated to soybeans, most of any crop. Tyson supports President Trump's stated mission to improve trade deals in other industries, but acknowledged his land has amounted to collateral damage.
I feel like as a country as a whole, it's probably something that needed to be done, but it seems like a lot of the burden's fallen, coming all the way to the bottom of the hill. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, we're at the bottom, so.
Tyson says he's going to take a hit on soybeans this year, explaining the cost to recently plant is greater than the futures price for the crop. The complex trade war has disrupted the import-export equilibrium of agriculture. In retaliation to U.S. trade policy changes, China hit soybeans with a 25% tariff. In recent months, the volume of soybeans going from the U.S. to Asia has plummeted, leaving the marketplace saturated. Owen Wagner is CEO of the North Carolina Soybean Producers Association.
You know, in a given year, typically 40% of the U.S. soybean crop is exported, and about half of that goes to China. So if you remove that market, if you remove that outlet, so to speak, you're going to have more and more stocks building up in the United States. And, it, you know, from that point, it kind of works back to the basic law of supply and demand.
Adding to the supply boom is Brazil, which ratcheted its soybean production way up in recent years. And yes, climate change factors are also at play. David Lewis, a Harnett County Republican currently serving in the State House, is also a farmer. He has about 1,500 acres of soybeans this year and believes the price drop was coming, regardless of tariffs.
So I just think what we're seeing, at least as far as it comes to soybeans, is more just an overall price correction from really a supercharged inflationary price that was being paid back during the ethanol craze a few years ago.
More soybeans are grown here than in any other southeastern state, and most of them go to feed hogs, helping to fatten up a major agriculture industry in the state. But as Lewis alluded to, another use is to create ethanol, and it might be available at a pump near you in the form of E15 gasoline. In 2011, the Obama administration banned the sale of E15 during the summertime because it contributes to additional smog. This past Friday, the Trump administration lifted that ban, hoping to help some soybean and corn farmers. For soybean farmers, it was a bit of good news. But hurricane season began a day later, the latest reminder that in this profession, the next challenge is never too far away.
Are you feeling beaten down? Feeling tired? You feeling like, I don't want to farm next year? Does that ever cross your mind?
No more than usual. A couple of months of 16-hour days, you start feeling that way anyway, even in good years. So, no real change.
Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.